This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. officials say President Joe Biden's administration will use a virtual NATO defense gathering this week as a starting point toward rebuilding trust with European allies. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is expected to emphasize Washington's commitment to the transatlantic treaty. European allies may have been shaken by former President Donald Trump's America First foreign policy. Trump publicly ridiculed NATO allies such as Germany, who failed to reach defense spending targets. The NATO defense minister's meeting comes as efforts to secure a peace deal in Afghanistan teeter amid rising Taliban attacks. NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg said on Monday that Taliban militants must do more to meet the terms of a 2020 peace agreement with the United States if foreign troops are to withdraw by a May deadline. Protesters in Myanmar on Monday denounced the military government's decision to extend ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi's detention until Wednesday. Troops and military vehicles were out in force Monday in an increased security presence in major cities. In Mandalay, troops used rubber bullets and catapults to break up demonstrations in front of the Myanmar Economic Bank. Local media reported that a few people were injured. The media reported that in Yangon, the country's most populous city, fewer protesters gathered Monday, partly due to a larger presence of military vehicles in the streets. Police in the capital, Naypyidaw, detained about 20 student protesters. Reuters reports they were later released. The military detained Suu Kyi on charges of illegally possessing imported walkie-talkie radios 2 weeks ago. As it seized power, she's being held under house arrest at her official residence in Naypyidaw, and her original detention was due to expire Monday. VOA News. At least three mortar shells landed near Erbil International Airport in the semi-autonomous Kurdish region of Iraq. Sources with the Kurdish Peshmerga said on Monday. Reuters reporter heard several blasts and saw a fire blazing in the vicinity of the airport. One security official said five mortars were fired. It was not immediately clear if a U.S. military base housing U.S. troops near the airport was the target of the attack. Security officials said the Erbil airport was shut down and flights were halted for safety issues. Kurdish security officials said three people were wounded when one of the shells fell near a residential area. No group claimed immediate responsibility for the attack. Health authorities in Somalia say the country has been hit by a second wave of the coronavirus. They blame travels abroad and public gatherings for the increase in cases. The country's Minister of Health and Social Care says cases have increased by 52% in February compared to January. She urged people to wear masks and avoid gatherings. The director of the Demartini Hospital, the main medical facility for coronavirus patients, told VOA Somali service that hospitalizations, positive results, and fatalities have all increased within the last 2 weeks. He said about 120 people died in Somalia in all of 2020, and more than 30 have already died in 2021. The World Health Organization said earlier this week that it's sending Somalia enough doses to vaccinate 600,000 frontline workers, including health professionals and staff in local governments. The government of Guinea has confirmed a new Ebola outbreak in the southeast near the border with Liberia. The area was ground zero of the 2014 Ebola outbreak in West Africa that killed more than 11,300 people. Guinea's information minister told VOA that three people have already died out of seven confirmed cases. He said the Guinean government has moved to isolate all suspected cases so health officials can investigate the origin of the virus and prevent its spread. France has fined Google more than $1.3 million over misleading ratings for hotels in France. The country's finance ministry said on Monday the decision followed a months-long investigation that began in 2019. The General Directorate for Competition, Consumption and Fraud said Google had replaced the country's official hotel classification with Google classifications established according to Google criteria. French authorities established the probe after hearing complaints from hotel owners. It amassed the rankings of more than 7,500 hotels on Google's search results. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.